Could I also offer you a thought on this first line from the letter today and just conclude with this? It says here, faith is the realization of what is hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. A fairly memorable line from Scripture. Now, what I would say is simply this, that, and I may have discussed this actual line with you before here on some Saturday morning, but faith is the realization. This word realization, my understanding of, if I were to try to define it, that realization doesn't just mean, aha! That's not, we tend to use the word realization to mean, aha! Now I get it, or something like that. But if you really study the roots of the word realization, what it means is the experiencing of something as real. Okay, so and that's a very important thing. You know, too often people live their faith by slogans and what other people have said. Okay, this is a tendency that many people have. They'll quote a hymn, or they'll quote a saying, or they'll even quote a Bible verse or something they've heard. But the question you sometimes want to ask them is, okay, you're quoting all this stuff, but do you really know this stuff is true? Or are you just quoting things that it sounds right? At some level in our faith journey, we have to come to realize that all this stuff we're talking about is real. It's real. And it's not just some theoretical thing. Jesus rose from the dead 2,000 years ago, and I believe that because my mother told me, and because my pastor told me, and the sister in school told me, and I read it in the book called the Bible. Well, that's all good, but that's still all third-hand, or second-hand evidence. So how do I come to really know that Jesus is real? And not just some person from the distant past that I've read about. And the answer is that once again in my faith journey, I come to discover who He is and that He's changing my life. You know, Jesus came to offer us a new life. And that all sounds wonderful. New life! Being born again! Hallelujah! Sounds nice. But do you know, have you experienced as real that you have a new life from God? That sin is being put to death? And wonderful and powerful things are coming alive in you, you see? Are you a first-hand witness, or are you just quoting slogans? That's the challenge for all of us, especially those of us who would lead in the Christian community in any way. To know what we're talking about, not just to know about it. Well, I've read it in a book and I passed a religion test. Well, that's great. Do that. That's important. Please pass your religion test. But in the end, not just do I know about what I'm talking about, but do I know? In other words, do I experience as real what I'm talking about? So can I stand before you, sisters, this morning and say, you know what? All this talk about new life is real. It's happening in my life. A lot of my anxieties of the past are gone. I'm more confident today. A lot of sins I used to commit, I don't commit anymore. A lot of bad attitudes I used to have and a lack of love for people, where at best I barely tolerated them, as being replaced by a genuine love. You see, this is happening in my life. This is not some fable I read about in a book. It's happening in my life. And I am a witness, a first-hand witness, to say to you that Jesus Christ is real and He's changing my life. Faith is the realization of things hoped for. In other words, it is the experiencing as real of those things that we talk about every day, that we hope for. You see? Well, is there a heaven? Is there eternal life? Guess what? I'm a witness. I haven't been there, but I'm beginning to experience eternal life, because eternal life is not just to live forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Well, that's not even very exciting. It's pretty boring, actually, sounding. But eternal life, as the Pope pointed out in his encyclical, eternal life is to experience the fullness of life, not just to live forever. As St. Irenaeus put it, the glory of God is man fully alive. And so we don't just experience that we live forever and ever and ever and ever in our present unseemly state, but rather that we're becoming more and more alive. Now, I'm 47 years old, and physically, you know, I'm not, you know, as good off, well off as I was when I was 27. But at 47, I am much more spiritually alive than I ever was at 27. I'm more joyful. I'm more confident. I'm more serene. I'm more focused. I'm much more, you know, satisfied with what I have. I have more energy for things that matter because I'm not wasting it on lots of things that don't matter. And I just thank God that I am more alive at 47 than I ever was at 27. And watch out, when I'm at 87, my homily will be twice as long. But I am coming alive. Eternal life is not just some theory to me. I'm experiencing it as real. I'm beginning to understand what it means to enter eternal life, which is not just after I'm dead and out of purgatory. Eternal life begins now as I'm becoming more and more alive. It's real. It's not a theory. It's not just something I'm vaguely hoping for or a wish that someday after I die, maybe I won't be so miserable. It's happening now. See? I'm a witness. Not a second or a third-hand witness. I am a first-hand witness that eternal life is real and is happening now. And then the text just says again, it's the evidence of things not seen. That's what faith is. It's the evidence. My faith walk, my faith journey, I have evidence. It is the evidence. These promises that we talk about every day in Scripture, we read and we hear about in the Catechism, sisters, it's real. And I know it's real because I'm experiencing it. And I could go on, so I'll have to stop. But lots of evidence in my life. And I hope that if you're listening, you're thinking, And I could say a few things too if you'd let me get up there. But again, you see the idea? It's a very powerful statement here, isn't it? Faith is the realization. That is to say that faith is the experiencing as real of the things we hope for and the evidence of things that we don't see, but we know are real because they're happening in our life. And this is what our people are desperate to hear. Not just slogans and statements. They want to know from us personally, is all this stuff real? You know, at some point, somebody might ask us something like this. We'll say, Jesus came and He died to give you a new life, and if you just accept Him as your Lord and Savior and you allow Him into your life, He'll begin to change you and you'll begin to experience good things in your life. And I said, well, this all sounds like very good news. But how do I know it's true? And you've got to be able to say, and I've got to be able to say, look at me. Look at me. It's happening in my life. And not to, not have that be a joke when we say it. You can say, look at me. But if we're filled with all these contrary drives and we're a complete disgrace, I mean, well, that doesn't help to say, well, look at me, does it? So we better be praying and getting on our knees and saying, Lord, let this stuff really be real in my life. And again, I know, sisters, because you're faithful to the sacraments and faithful to prayer, you do know that there's something very real happening in your life. And you can say with great sincerity, you can say, and it will be evident to people when you do say it, it's happening. Look at me. Look at me. See? And not in a boastful way, just a very humble way that says, you know, I was at A and now I'm at B. I'm not what I want to be, but I'm not what I used to be. A wonderful change has come over me. I'm realizing in my life all the slogans and sayings and old hymns and statements from Scripture and all the things my mother told me and my pastor told me, that I said, yeah. But now I'm beginning to know that those things are real and they're happening in my life. Amen.